Kumlen and a block Gemara. We're Lamhei Amabez, the two dots. Seven lines on the top. In Mishnah it said, Chazokas 3 years, Miyoim, Liyoim. Amar Ababa, so normally it takes 3 years of Chazokas, because if you bought it, where's your star? But after 3 years, we say people lose their star. Says Rababa, however, if the original Balabas, the vendor who's complaining, actually helped this guy lift a basket, son of the Peter, a basket of fruit from the produce of this field, then that is the greatest confession that the new owner is correct. Because why would you help him take a son of the Peter, a basket full of fruits?
Make sure you have Adim when this happens.
What do you mean? Yeah, for sure.
Actually, the Adim hang around for...
We're not talking about you. Okay, Rashbam, the first, the middle wide line. If there were Adim, if you had no Adim, has a migui, could have said it never happened. She lifted a basket full of fruits on his shoulder. Joseph, this guy, who's squatting, who claims that it's his, he bought it. Once you assisted him in him schlepping his payers to his house, you can no longer attain, oh, I never sold him. Why in the world did you help him collect the payers? You should have protested. And because he helped him, he lost out.
So the buyer knows that he's got this saving. And the guy helped him with the basket. He shouldn't get rid of the star straight away.
He could get rid of it. Doesn't need anymore. Doesn't need. Rabbi Chanan has another pshat. If there were witnesses, not that the guy helped him out, but he gave the guy a gift. The person who's being the defendant, the buyer, gave him a fruit or basket as a present. So take it home for yourself. And he took it. Obviously, that the field belongs to Lekech. However, that's not strong enough proof. Proof is if he helped you in what you were doing. Rabbi said, even in this case, if the Meicher can have a good time if he wants, if he says, of course I helped him out. Because I agree that I sold him. He had a right to be there. But I never sold him the field. I sold him the rights to... He's an artist. I sold him the rights to the fruit. He's an artist, and I have a share, and I can't collect my share. So, in other words, half of what he's saying, it's like a little like Moshe Mitzvah. Half of what he's claiming is correct. He had a right to be there, but not als Balabas, but als an artist, als Chedek Lepedis. The Balabas is believed. When is he believed? Only within 3 years. But after 3 years, I said, the reason why I didn't protest is because I gave him payers? No. You should have made a macha. Look at Rashbam. My share is what I took. Does not lose out at all by helping him out.
What if the owner comes and says, I'm doing in my field, I rented it for you to, but I didn't sell it to you. And the guy says, well, I bought it for you and I had a star and I've lost the star and I've been here for 3 years.
Every time the guy has a migu. What do you just say a minute ago that there were Adim that he helped out fruits? And he says, I never sold him everything else. We don't believe him. That's Chazakah straight away. But Chedi Yazami, you could have said that, yes, of course I helped him out because it's my share of the fruits. The Lepedis are additive. So Tesis, it's not a Miga because it's tiny. I don't want to do him. I'm tiny. I want the land back. And I'm tiny. I want the Pedis back. So therefore, if I say the Pedis are additive, what am I really saying? The Pedis are his. When I tiny that you have no right to be in my field. So what am I really? I'm saying I have two tinies now. First of all, get out of my field. Number two is all the fruits you've been eating for the last 2 years are mine. But what's the migui? I could have said the fruits are yours, but that takes away half my time. That's not a migui. A migui is that the same time that I'm making, I could have come up with a different story and come up with the same outcome. Here, the outcome is a different outcome. I'm tagging one every time. We had it before already. Every time you claim, yesterday we had it. Every time you're claiming your land, you're asking for two things. The land and all the fruits you ate without permission.
It's funny that he didn't say anything during the 2 years, and if he was overseas, he can't prove that he ate all the fruit.
People know. people know. And he has aidim, he has witnesses.
Because that's what the guy has. The guy has witnesses that he produced.
Two years, for example.
Yeah, but people might have come during the night and stolen it.
No, that's not my problem. We have aidim that you were there for 2 years, let's say.
And if he was in the country, he didn't say anything for 2 years.
He's allowed to. Up to 3 years, we say so, right? Okay. Why was it careful with the after 3 years, he told the payer, the person watches the star trailer, he should have complained. Says the Gemara, Moshe's question, I don't understand. So what happens in the future? If I have an oddis in my property, I'm in trouble. Because I'm going to take some fruits from him. Is that I? And then tomorrow, if the guy is a shifty guy, he'll claim that he bought the property. And the fact that I went there, and after 3 years, it'll become his. You tell me that after 3 years, even the payers at Antiv is not a tiny anymore. So if I ever hire somebody for more than 3 years to work my property and let's divide the fruits, I'm finished. Because after 3 years, I'll say it was his, and I'll say the payers at Antiv, say, too bad, you should have been Meicher within 3 years. Amalek Mar says, it doesn't matter. You could hire an artist for 10 years, but every 2.5 years, you have to be Meicher. Yilay Temach, if not so, Hani Mishkanti Nasuri, we had more about Mitzian is in Ezra Mishkanti Nasuri, whereas I lend you $1,000, you give me your property as a mashkin, and I can eat the fruits, let's say for 10 years, end of 10 years, I give back the property scot free. Now, the Cheder, why isn't that Ribis? Why isn't that Ribis? Because it's not Ribis, because we're not fixing a price. I'm taking a risk. Some of the years I'll have more payers than whatever it is, I'll have less payers. So it's a business deal. There's no ribbis here. Whenever you take, I take the risk as well as a profit. It's not a thing. The cost of who be mishlam shani elan in these years tefik out of double cash that money. Now the chayda, how can we have this concept of mishkantas of 100 years?
Because usually taking the risk means the lender takes
a risk. I said, but the person takes, yeah.
But here the guy who's sitting on the land is taking,
which is the lender. In the mashkanta suda is the lender. The lender is taking the risk. I'm taking this mashkin and this pays off
the
lender. No. The lender takes the mashkin and this pays off the loan. The lender wants, he can conceal after 5 years. He can hide the fact that this star came into his rishus as a mashkin. And you have no breda, no matter what your taina will say, it's more than 3 years. You're telling me that once the 3 years elapse, that's it. All your tainas fall to the wayside. So the shayli is, why would Rabbanan create a situation where can cause somebody loss? The part of the deal is that the borrower, every 3 years, has to be meicha. You should know that this feels a mashkin. In case of an oris also, you have to be meicha. Look, the Rashbam, imkein, hai mashkanta the suda by 4 lines and 1 line. But the kanta the bona have a hach mashkanta this mashkin, mishna mavlecha veil, so they also lech la peders of ribis. Generally speaking, I cannot eat the peders because it's ribis, the lender. Ava benichyasa muter, but if you deduct it, you're allowed to. Kein mashkanta the suda, what kind of arrangement is that? Shemathayu, asoda mona, asodeyu, let's say, after 10 years, chayzir akakala baili in bechinam. After 10 years, the original owner gets the karka back and he doesn't owe any money. Comes out that the lender is acquiring all the produce for the money that he lent. Could we break up the loan into 10 parts? Each year is a money, and the money is equal each year. Then can't say ribas, no ribas. I have a be shoving a payers keep flying. Even the payment might be worth a lot more. Shari who cut of the schaiva, cut of the hefsik. Over here, there's also a risk involved. Shemekabo payers or koshana bin money. I'm going to accept every year the lender says to pay this for a money. I some years might mean no payers. I'm taking the risk that's worth to me a mana. And the years will be 3 mana, so that's my gain. I feel the bishna shit off, and even the hunger year, drought, shall you shove and pay the shun at dinner, I take it the whole thing. I ye kovi, shtamana malva, the malva would hide the star, bama laacha shovels and cookie aboard, and I'm in the hemen. Lucha the little pater, you can no longer tie the pay the zumacho, nami like toy, too late after 3 years, we make the also be loved, they have to beat me, but the chacham makes it a kana. No, boss, he buy a little machu, you have to be meicha, but to call shalosh. Umahan yile macho, within every 3 years, he has to be meicha. Umahan yile macho, and the macho helps, but like micha, he loses out. Let's say he brought him down as an oddis, he boiled him with everything he has, I have to be mindful.
So,
in the
Gemara, when we first learned about the
Kabbalah, yeah. Because they don't talk, we're focusing on that. Yeah. So, the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda, we'll learn now a whole bunch of different dinim regarding Chazakas. Rav Yehuda says the name of Rav Yisroel. If a goy tainis the same thing that he bought the property and he lost shtar, he has no such thing. There's no such thing in chazaka by a goy. We never made that takana. What about if a yid who bought it from a goy and the goy makes that? Now the yid is claiming the tainis that the goy, that how do I know that belonged to the vendor because he was there for 3 years as they invited and he says that he bought it. And had it been with a yid, there's no problem. The problem was that it was a goy, and the goy himself couldn't have tied it. So he says, if your vendor was a goy, and you never saw the shtar, he just told you that he bought it and was there for 3 years, and he had aid, he was there for 3 years. How do you kakum? You, even though you're a yid, your tainus is no better than the tainus, the strength of the vendor, which is vehesus, a goy. And ma'akum ein le chazoka ele b'shtar, he should have maintained that shtar. Af Yisrael abo ma'akum ein le chazoka ele b'shtar. You're no stronger than your vendor. And your vendor's a goy, then you don't, you're a goy. Therefore, you got to throw you out.
Yeah, but you're
going
to see the goy's got
a shtar from the... 100%. Yisrael abo ma'akum ein le chazoka ele b'shtar. So the field shahako yoidin shahoysa shal Yisrael. Everyone knew originally the owner was a goy. Was a yid. And then the guy lived there for 3 years or more. He occupied the land with Toyin with a Taina. Shalakam Yisrael, he bought it from that Yid. Ozil Yisrael, the Kodama Akam came along a second Yid and bought it from this guy. He himself had a Yechazaka. 3 years. Lahavi Chazaka, El Osi, Morad, Are, Mapele, Meyodi, Midei Yisrael. The original Yid can come to the second Yid and then take the field away from him. The Yisrael, and then the seed lays over litvul akum. This ovmini, he goes, has tainus to the goy you sold him. The yud after and after. This yid causes on tzaras. Why? The lahavu leil mizben ara the Yisrael akum. He should not have bought the land of a yid from a goy. Ad the leimale, he should have said to the goy, have lishtar zivini the zovlim Yisrael. Show me the documents where you bought it, purchased from the yid. The din chazaka lesle laakum v'loy lechol manda osi machmasei. The goy does not have din chazaka, neither does anyone who purchases from him have that din. The stam akum gazlonim heim stam goyim v'yisum aganovim v'yisrael yor limchos. I why doesn't apply the whole vort is by a yid he should have been meicher within 3 years. By a goy he was scared to, as we see later by reish gulusa we don't have the din of mocha. By a goy he is scared to be meicher because the goy might beat him up. Therefore, the fact that he wasn't moicha is not a raya. The hilchol tikkun mechazaka. There's no chazaka. Kedamrin lekam b'shmaiting. Hani b'reish gelusa lemachzikei. There's no din chazaka b'reish gelusa because people are scared to protest against the reish gelusa. But from my time, a gufish yireim lemoicha limchay was scared to be protesting. V'isrolze habo machzaka. So this yid purchased from a goy. He should have asked the goy shavendor. We all know that field belonged to yid. Where's your deed? Where's your contract? It's worthless. It's a chazok that a taina. Shari toyin akum mochli taina the goy sultan. But how did the goy get it? Shayuchel le mochli. How do you know the goy had rights to sell to you? Avol eat torn yisol. But if the eid would have tainted. I saw by my own eyes the documents where he bought it from you. And I sat it 3 years, and I lost those documents, or he lost documents. But he said, "Boy, should lock him and then he believed. The dummy is no difference than the similar leman or omelek hamedidiz oven. If I was there 3 years and I bought it from a middleman, and I said, but I saw you sell to a middleman, that's good enough. I didn't have to see documents because kamedidiz oven, I saw it. So if he says I saw the goy shtar, it's all right because 3 years later it's all right." Every migui, I could have bought it from you. And I was there 3 years. That's it. Ahu akum minor the maskil. We could later on the mehem and migui the boy omle minor zevanti. Even chalush ne chazaka. I bought it from you and had a chazaka. Two lines at the bottom. But dafke bo machis akum dafke from a goy. The ilu bo machis sol. The middleman was a yid. Ava bishaloi dorbel yemechud. Even you only lived for 1 day, but if I bought it from a yid, and I never saw the star from the yid, but we know that he lived there for at least 1 day, then it's about, because you should have been meicher. after I was here for so long. Get him in the kama and Gabi Huda Dabi Kash Dabi Yosa, Abba Shani, we'll see later in 4 years.
Do you think
Rashi's
explanation is more clear than Rashi?
He has a lot more words, so therefore it's more clear, yeah. Rashi would touch it.
There is. He's very brief. He's much briefer. He's very sharp. Rashi was a lot more than Rashi. And Gemolis and Rashbam is.
The Rashbam writes a Parsha Yeshu that his grandfather told him that he. If he had time, he would have rewritten it. Pshat would have been very different and shorter and everything else. Rashi told Rashbam. Chumash. Let's continue back to it. Amar Rav is Rav, the Amar Yisro, but the Yid says, L'didi Amar Yaakov Dimen Achzomne Mehemen. This is what Rav says. Rav says, but if the Yid, Highness, that the vendor, the Goy, told me, now I didn't see the Shtar, but he told me that he bought it from you, would be good enough. I think you know what I mean. Me doesn't make sense. Is it possible? The Ilu Omar Akum, if the guy himself was standing right here and he said that I bought it from the Yid Lehem, he wouldn't believe him. And even he has Chazaka, wouldn't believe him, as we just said before, because the Yid was intimidated, was scared, you sure where's the Shtar. The Ilu Omar Yisro Mashmeid Akum Mehemen, and then the Yid said, but the guy told me, and that's good enough. Klepnisht. El Omar Ava. I saw with my own flesh and I saw how he bought it from you. And he has 3 years of chazaka, he's believed. Why? He sold them to me. Mehemen, migudi boyam le'anozev intiminoch. He could have said, I bought directly from you. I never said I bought from a goy. Rashbam. Since he concluded that he realized yes, it's tiny, why? Because even the guy would have been standing here alive. Even the guy would have told, yes, true, I bought it. But the guy's not believed. So how can we believe just because he's repeating it? If somebody's holding onto a sickle or he's holding onto the rope like a ladder that can climb up the palm trees, or others say the shame, say it's a basket to collect the fruits on the palm tree. But Amman, he said, Ezel Igzel Adikla, the planya, the Zavanti Mine, I'm going right now to cut down the palm dates from this tree. Mehemen is believed. Why? And I bought the tree from him, he's believed. Why? Because people have the chutzpah. Nobody has a chutzpah to walk to trespass or the field and just start cutting down the fruits. One of the chutzpah. Okay. Mavuda says, "Hi man, the arzig me goyle the arude." If somebody is helagis, people used to have fields. And they would make, they would bring the fence in a little bit and leave some of their grass on the other side of the fence. So that any wild animals roaming, they'd stay on the other side and eat from the grass. They won't come and try to break into this field and eat. So if a guy comes in and makes a chazok on that side and says, oh, I was here 3 years in a protest. Is that I, that it's mine, I bought it from you? No, because I wasn't meichi, because at the end of the day, you think I care if you ate it or if an animal ate it. It's the same thing. It's outside of his main field. My time away. He says, what do I care if you ate it or some wild animal? What kind of animal is Arudi? What kind of or some other animal ate it? So therefore, there's no chazaka. It's the Rashbam. On the edge of the field, the wild roaming animals will come and consume it. The yesha oisin kedos v'goydin hasodah. There are those who try to make fences to block it off. Umanichin karka chutz l'kir ma'at. They leave a little bit of the land outside of the wall. Besodas hasmuches liyar, right next to the forest. Because in the forest you have all these wild animals, and they're roaming around. Umashlichim shom zeh. They throw some seeds there. Umashet tamer boiz achayz boichel oisin. They don't work the field, and whatever grows, the animals consume. Ve'ena nichnasas besodah. And this keeps the animals away from the actual field. Now, if a stranger comes along and he's machzik on that karka, Ein a chazok is not a chazok. Why not? The yocholim, we can say, the kiva, the koma, the karka, aru the yocholim, whatever I planted anyway, these animals would eat. I'm not going to protest. You wouldn't machzik like normal people would machzik. Anyway, it would have been consumed. Looking at right, the same thing applies. No, the word is, if there's no reason for me to be meicher, you can no longer use the tiny. Oh, you weren't meicher. So we gave an example here of a section of the field that anybody got consumed. Now we're going to learn about Orla, for example. Orla is also bahana. And you ate in the field, let's say, for 3 years of the Orla. What do I care? Anyway, I couldn't have used the fruit. So there's no raya, the fact that I wasn't meicher.
So what about if he's got eidim that he trimmed the trees every
year? Yeah, we don't care about it. I didn't lose. The whole part is I'm incurring a loss. Why in the world would I put up with it? But there's no loss anyway. So it's about no. What you do with it, veshchlisht. If you ate the food of Orla, it's not a chazaka. Food of Orla is not a chazaka. Tanya Mahachi, we are tackling it in the Braisa. Ochla, if he ate Orla, or Shavias, of one of the years of Shmita, which again is Hefker, Lakol, or Klaim, which is also, but no, ain't a chazaka, is no chazaka. Rashbam. If one of the 3 years, let alone the 3 years, where Orla ain't a chazaka, why? The leichpes leile bal hasada b'shnas Orla. The bal boss doesn't care that you consume the fruits of Orla. The lekach lemicha. The choshkenim shlosh b'shnei Orla. For 3 years of Orla, Orla uklaim achilasan beiser. Shviyis is no iser, but shviyis is hefkilakol. Anyway, anybody can come into your field and eat. Lekach lemicha. V'loy havi chazaka. It's not a chazaka. If the word is simple, if I'm incurring a loss, I should have been meicher. If I'm not incurring a loss, the fact that I wasn't meicher proves nothing.
So it's interesting that Ram doesn't say that.
Oh, because, yeah, fair enough. He's just quoting Gemara. Yeah?
He lost the shtar. He didn't pay attention to the shtar after 3 years. It's
not more than 3 years. You should have been more.
What if he didn't know it was Orla?
Orla is a sapling, you could tell. Orla means a tree just started growing. How can you not know?
Well, maybe between the second and third year, he wasn't sure what year it was, or third or fourth.
It doesn't matter. If one of the three.
So that's what I'm saying. If he bought it, he didn't know. So he was there for 3 years, and he didn't realize that the first year he was there was an early year.
Anyone who was involved in the farm can tell him whether the tree is very young, it's a sapling. Or if it's a. I wouldn't know, but they would know. He learns that it is a chazaka. And the Veloini here. Don't like him shot. Tastes agrees with Rashbam. Okay, Vaitik. Again. So any time that didn't had no reason to be meicher, the fact that you were there 3 years is no chazaka. Look at Vaitik. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak, this is from Moshel. Ochle Shacha, as he ate that tvua.
Let's say there's a year of a drought.
Yeah.
So there's no produce.
Yeah.
So can the Balabos say, well, there's a drought, there's no
That's
produce?
That's right, yes.
No,
exactly. 100%. That's what we're saying. Ochle Shacha, as lohavi chazaka. So this tvua that didn't ever grow, it's basically for animal fodder and it's not really ripe or anything else. If this guy was eating it, it's not a chazaka because you were not letting the grass grow the proper way. So you never really, if you're the balabas, if you cling to the balabas, you would let it grow properly. So therefore, I was bothered being meicha. Ochle shachas lehimtin nacha tigla tvua ele gimel shanim. For 3 years you were there, you cut it each time when it was just starting to sprout. Why? The shamid va'achel, since you were slipping, you were conniving over here, and you were eating the tvua before it grew. You weren't eating the normal way. I wasn't meichel. No, everybody knows that you're not the balabas. Which balabas would give up his good tvua to turn into shachas? Shachas is worthless. The fact that you did is that you knew that I know, and everyone knows that it's not your field. And since I don't eat it right now, I didn't care you were there. And you were scared to let it grow. Because you went and you were a ganif. Says the Gemara. Oh, my Rabbi.
You're saying also if you have to rotate the fields, if one of the years that you're rotating the fields...
We had it before the Gemara, that's Choftes. It depends if the whole area does or not, yeah. We say it could be something like 6 years. Says the Gemara, right? What about the Ibit Tavar Mechuza? If you were in the neck of Mechuza, literally, which means also in the plateau Mechuza, where they're all very wealthy and affluent, then there's Havi Chazaka, because they were so wealthy and they had a lot of behemoths, they needed a lot of fodder. Over there, shachas is normal. It wasn't because you were sneaky. You didn't eat so much tevuah. You needed taka some animal feed. And therefore, if the guy was 3 years in the field and he made it for animal field, I should have been meicha. It's like Rosh Bam, it's about mechuzah. The biggest mechuzah, have a chazok. You know what? If Hashirim hain, they're all real wealthy. Behemoths, lem harbe, there are many behemoths. The dagkum lahachel, asodas, le behemoths, kashayin shachas. They normally give it to them in the shachas. So I'm going to write it. Omer Rav Nachman says, Rav Nachman, what about tafticha? What about poor quality land? Land full of ridges, very difficult to plant. And then over there, lo havi chazok, and I saw you planting that chazok. You know why? Because it wasn't. Nobody's going to bother planting over there. If you did, you're an idiot. But that doesn't mean I didn't incur any loss because I wasn't planning to do that. Api kurev ayil kurev lev chazok. If you plant a kurev of seeds and osachakol the produce is only a kurev of seeds, which means I don't make any profit whatsoever, and I didn't protest the chazok. That's not called a field. Zok the Rashbam. Taf ticha karka pchusa, very poor quality land, umleya bekoyim, full of cracks. Ve'ena mitzia peter said, doesn't really produce fruits, doesn't yield any fruits. Lo havi chazaka. Nipnei rasa lahik bilim chuz. Why should I be makbid if it's such a poor quality field? Okay, next Rashbam. Api kura zora kura. You planted a kura of seeds. Va'ayil kura and sachakal. What grew out of it only a kura. Ve'lika by kura. Ve'hechnis lebeisa. Kivin leka havocha. There's no profit here whatsoever. Lo havi chazaka. Why? The lo yichosh lahim chuz. Why should I be moicha? So
if you got land where you keep goats, and goats eat stubble and whatever it is, and you establish goats up there 3 years of grazing your goats.
Or you look, if that's the normal way of doing it. That's what it's for. Useful. It's grazing.
You've got these things in between your shlaim and your richo. These hilltops, you can't see anything. They're feeding their
It's for grazing. Yeah. So that's what it's normally done. So the more of a hani devei reish galusa, when it comes to reish galusa, loy mechas kibon, they cannot make a chazaka by us because people are too scared to protest against them, as you said before. Sorry? I know, okay. And neither can they make a chazaka by us. Why? What do you mean? If one of them moved in, squatted in one of our fields, ain't a chazaka. You can't say, oh, 3 years went by and nobody complained. Nobody had the chutzpah, the guts to complain. If he's a member of that family, he should have kept on the shtar. People are scared of them. They were intimidated. Why can't we have a chazaka by them? They were so well-to-do. They had so many fields. Some of the individuals were actually nice people. And some of them didn't mind if somebody moved into their field. I don't need the field right now. It's a poor family. They let them stay there. The fact that you were there for 5 years doesn't in any way prove ownership. They allow people to live there. They're happy and they rejoice. In order to prove their land, forget. And we don't mind having you there because when a land is somebody lives there, you're gonna till the land, you're gonna plant the land. I don't mind it at all. Forget. You're maintaining the quality of my land. The Yemotzim Mr. Konim, I'll find when I want it back. I'll find the land all fixed up. Why did they bother to be moicha? Okay, they allow people staying there behind them. That's good. Well, you think I care if the court said that you can keep it? I'll pick you up and throw you out the scruff of your neck. Kozman, she eats whenever they want. So therefore, there's no laws there. Interesting how you have a system of the chatchila, you say certain families, there's no laws. The courts have no jurisdiction over them. It's pretty corrupt, we would call it today. That's exactly what this is. That's exactly. But in France. The Yesh Mefarsh and Fish Asuk, let's not, because this is Mamash corruption. So the Yesh Mefarsh is not corruption. They're so preoccupied. They have so many fields and houses. They can't be vigilant about every single property, aware of every property they have. I don't like the upshot. I like corruption better.